congregation. Testimonies, but they don't come. God's Spirit is leading you and showing you that something in your life is not exhibiting the kingdom principles or preachers so adequately outlined tonight. Don't just leave here and say, well, it's another sermon. The world wants to see us live out Christ-likeness. Church becomes a better place when we are focused on that. Let's make a commitment right now. Talk to God for yourself. Nobody else but you. I do for myself. Oh God, I read in your word in the book of Revelation that you stand in the midst of the church. And you know precisely what's going on. It's not just a huge congregation, it's a congregation made up of individual members. Individual members are dealt with individually. And then collectively, we come to thy Lord and grateful that you have spoken this first night so pointedly. And there's place near God to ask forgiveness for the many times when worldly expressions take priority over kingdom expressions. The way we treat one another, arrogance displayed in your house, just worldly. Save us, we pray, Almighty God, from following the principles of the world, in serving, in giving, in caring. Shine before us now through thy divine Spirit, the very Christ who gave up heaven to come and dwell among us, showing us examples of what you expect of us. Not only did you do that, but you have given us your Spirit to help us to perceive that. So tonight, Lord God, it's my prayer that you will just draw us closer to you and reflect again yourself before our eyes through your word and written word and the preached word this week. At the end of it, God, we go back to our churches, not just finishing another casing. We're transformed by the very word of God and the Spirit of God. And those whom we interact with, see the Christ of God in us. Thank you for your ability to do it. Thank you for the submission of life. Hear us as we consecrate ourselves to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we just stand and just sing a verse of Take My Life and Let It Be, and then as a benediction. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. businesses now with the divine blessings, and keep talking to us. We tend to forget so quickly. Holy Spirit, linger in our minds and work your working in us, beginning from tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday morning, and Sunday night. God, may your divine hand rest upon your man servant and everything that shall happen. So go home with us, God Father, God Son, God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Greet your brother and say it was a